So 12 Step Within, I'm Lisa, a compulsive overeater. I'm so honored to be here. This is so groovy. When they did it, I've been in since the 80s. And so, dog, I'm so sorry. She's going to be weird. I've been here since the 80s, and they invented the 12 Step Within group. Go, please. Go. I apologize. Her name is Bagel. That would explain everything. When they first did it, we're like, what? 12 Step Within? What's that? And really what it meant was there were a lot of us talking in the rooms about food, basically. And it wasn't about recovery. And I wouldn't say anything if I was struggling. It was all like, we're all fine. We're all doing okay. I didn't hear a lot of like truths, really. And so when people would relapse, they would just go away. You wouldn't hear from them anymore. They would just go away. It was like there was too much shame to be in the room, either gaining weight or not eating abstinently or whatever. And so, and routinely, you know, OA doesn't have great retention. You know, people come and we go, and I'm one of those people. I'm a 100-pounder multiple times because I kept leaving. OA works great when I'm there. I have the spiritual connection. I have a good life. Things work out. I get the promises, and then I leave. And so part of the 12 Step Within was like, no, man, we gotta keep our own. We gotta keep our own and help those in the rooms that are hurting. Because a lot of people are about outreach. Yeah, outreach is great to the community and to others, but we're hurting in the rooms, and we don't talk about it. And I also think, and this is going to sound sexist, but I also think that's a female trait, where I could be dying inside and I'm still going to go to work. You know, I could be depressed, anxious, dealing with trauma, feel like crap from a cold, whatever, and I'll go to work. That's what we do. We put on the look good, we go to work. Well, that's kind of how I feel like what I was doing in OA for a long time. And so now one of my things, my sponsor always said, the best service we can do is show up, you know, show up at a meeting and be honest. Which meant, even if I'm in a crappy place, be honest. Because the first time I heard someone say they were in relapse, I was like, oh my gosh, you're allowed to say that? You know? And I was so relieved, you know? So when I first came in the 80s, the best thing I can say about that is I had 8 years.
Recording in progress.
Oops. I had 8 years. And the best thing about that was that I was abstinent before I got pregnant, during the pregnancy, and the formative years after, which was really helpful for raising my daughter. But being a 100-pounder multiple times, you know, it wasn't always, you know, that sweet. And just because I'm abstinent doesn't mean things were perfect, but they're way better in recovery than not in recovery. And the first time I went out on something called lookalikes. And I really want to talk about that because I think a lot of people are still using lookalikes. It's a word they use from the sober eating workshop. And a lookalike is something that, you know, like sugar-free candy or fruit juice sweetened muffins, or in my case, it was fruit juice sweetened cookies called Frookies. Doesn't that make sense? And after 8 years, you know, I'm eating this stuff that's not real, you know. And, you know, the joke is if it looks like a muffin and it smells like a muffin and the recipe says muffin, no matter what it's cooked with, it's a muffin. And so that was my first reality that, you know, wait a minute. It's not about ingredients. It's about everything I put in my mouth, you know. It's about how I do it, where I do it, when I do it, what is it. So when I relapse, when I finally pick up, I just decide I'm going to be a fat person. I don't think like I'm going to start tomorrow. I don't do that. I think I'm just going to be fat. I've been fat the majority of my life. I was a fat kid. You know, do depressed kids get fat, or do fat kids get depressed? I was, you know, come on, who knows? That now they know there's a bidirectional relationship. But before, you know, who knew? My mom and I just thought if I was skinny, I'd be happy. And so fortunes on diets and what have you until I got here in my 20s. By the way, after coming to OA, I never dieted again. When I relapsed, I just said, it's over. I'm going to be a fat person. I can't diet. It won't work. And so I come back years later because I'm so miserable. You know, my life's not just unmanageable. My life is unbearable. I'm so depressed and so dysfunctional and hate myself and hate everyone else so much that I really shouldn't be on this planet. I'm so painful to others. I am toxic to myself and others. But, you know, I'm just not going to kill myself, just going to kill myself slowly with my eating disorder. So I come back to OA, not because I'm fat. Although one of the bonuses in OA is that the weight comes off. For me, it's 100 pounds four times. One time it was 122 pounds. And it was right, I remember this clearly. I was on my 23rd month. I was going to get my 24-month token. And I don't know what happened. I just called my sponsor. I said, you know, I didn't eat my usual breakfast. And she said, why? And it was just like, I don't know. That's how it starts. Remember the first time it started with my lookalikes? One time it started with, you know, I'm just not going to do what I normally do. Like, I'm just not going to pray today. Or I'm just not going to brush my teeth today. Or I'm just not, whatever it is that was working, I stopped doing. And that's what I learned this time around. Is that when they say one day at a time, I thought they meant like, don't pick up one day at a time or, you know, face life on life's terms one day at a time. No, what I know now is I got to do the same stuff every day, one day at a time. I joke, SSDD, same shit, different day. Sorry about the word, same stuff, different day. So I have to do the same stuff. And if I don't, like I have my beautiful grandson that I care for a lot here. Not that I care for with my heart. I mean, that I take care of. And if I don't do what I was supposed to do in the morning by 10 o'clock, I want to pull my hair out. I just can't stand him. You know? And he's amazing. It's because of me. It's because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And so that's what one day at a time means. And anyone will tell you this disease is progressive. You know, the first time it took me 5 years to gain it back, then 3 years, then 1 year, then 6 months. I mean, it's progressive. So my recovery has to be progressive too. So if I meditated 3 minutes yesterday, maybe next week I'll do 4 minutes, just a little bit. You know, they say seek God, right? If God could and would, if he were sought. And so I just have to keep sought-ing. I just have to keep seeking. And so my feeling is just seek a little bit more. You know, that's it. That's all I have to do. And it works. The thing I learned about the steps, the thing I learned about recovery, the thing I learned about OA is it's much easier than my disease was. My disease was nonstop. Eat it, don't eat it, lie about it, hide it, move the wrappers, recover from it. Oh, I feel so sick. Worrying that if I go to sleep flat, I'm going to throw up and die. So I better like sleep on an angle. So if I do, you know, my kids won't notice that like everything I threw up was chocolate. You know, it's like all this craziness. I was always feeling horrible and thinking about food. That's why when I relapsed, I was like, forget it. I can't do the eat it, don't eat it, start tomorrow thing. I just was going to be a fat person until I couldn't survive anymore. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, I do have pictures that I found too, by the way. I was always the person like, that would run when I saw the camera. And I don't know if you remember back in the day when at weddings and stuff, there would be little disposable cameras on the tables. And we were all supposed to take pictures at our table. Well, I would take the cameras from different tables and just run around and take pictures of people because I didn't want to be in any pictures. And I probably owe amends to people because I kept taking pictures even when the camera was empty because I didn't want to be in any pictures, you know, so I was just going to be behind the camera. So there were a couple of pictures of me that somebody sent me recently. Their mom died. That she was a friend of mine and they found photos. So I do have photos I can try to drum up to give to Janet to get on the screen. So I want to talk about a little bit of things that I learned this time around. I have 5 years now. And what I stopped doing was I stopped counting days from the beginning. In fact, I was speaking someplace about 4 months ago and I said I had 4 years. And I was like, gosh, you know, I have a really hard time. I have a horrible memory. I have CRS. Everyone knows it. Can't remember stuff. Everybody knows I have it. And I kept thinking to myself, do I have 4 years? Gosh. So I called the lady that we have around the same birthday, you know, and I said, are we on year four? And she goes, no, we're on year five. That's how unimportant it is to me. I don't care. I don't give a hoot. I just want to be happier. I just want to be free from this crazy head of mine that's all about eat it, don't eat it. Okay, weigh it. All right, just a little bit. All right, get on the scale, see if that made a difference. Okay, wait, now tomorrow you won't have this, but now you can have as much, but maybe just a little bit. That craziness, you know, it just, it's too much. I don't know about you, but it's too much for me. I can't do it. And so, so I've been free from that craziness for 5 years. And, I stopped counting days because how many 30-day tokens can a girl get? How many times can I go ahead and get a 30-day token? It just keeps reminding me of not being successful. Does that make sense? Because I failed on diets my whole life. My first paid for diet was at age 8. I was dieting before that, but my first official one was at age 8. So I have a ton of years, decades, most of my life actually, of failing to have the clarity of mind about food and the body about food. So what I did was I stopped counting days because when I was on a diet, I wasn't going to tell you I was on a diet. No way I was going to tell you I was on a diet, because then if I wanted to eat in front of you, you would say to me, but aren't you on a diet? So I wouldn't tell you. And so that's the same thing that happened when I got abstinent 5 years ago. If I didn't tell anyone, I just started eating and never even noticed that I was eating correctly. And before I knew it, I was abstinent. And I knew it was in the summer, one of the J months, June or July. And I just said, well, I'm going to make it August, my birthday. So for sure, I knew I was abstinent. So now I have 5 years, and I want to say again, I have 5 years again. So it doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. It's the quality. It's not the time. And I learned that the hard way. I mean, look, I had 8 years, right? But at the end, it wasn't quality. So this time around, I heard these weirdos that were calling themselves recovered. And I thought they were cocky. I'm like, who are these people calling themselves recovered? I got to put my phone down. You know, to me, we always said recovering. And then I realized, oh, these are big book thumpers. I used to call them big book thumpers. And there is the word recovered in the big book. And I would roll my eyes at them and think that they were cocky. And they would say things like, oh, it's a miracle. And I would roll my eyes and say, oh, you guys, it's neuroscience. It's not a miracle, you know, because I'm a neuroscience geek. And then they would say, oh, I got the best sponsor. And I would roll my eyes like, duh, like, who, you know. Well, that's what happened to me, okay? I worked this steps with a big book sponsor, and I can't explain it, what happened. It's a miracle. On step seven, something happened. I can't explain it. I'm a scientific person. I cannot explain it. I think it must be a miracle. I mean, how did billions of people, or I should say millions of people, recover? I mean, if a guy with a needle in his arm can recover, then certainly these 12 steps can help me with my cookies, right? And so I think it must be some kind of, I don't know how it works. Okay. And I did get this best sponsor, right, for me. So all this stuff I was rolling my eyes about, all that contempt prior to investigation, I now believe it. The best way for me to believe something is to go in as a skeptic. Oh, this isn't going to work for me. Oh, you guys are a bunch of whack jobs. Oh, I used to call these women I would see that, like, they looked happy after like 6 weeks, 12 weeks. They were so happy. They were different. Everyone was, they all looked different in their eyes. The way the Bill says about Ebby, he just looked different. They were happy. And I thought, they're like Stepford wives. You know, they all look the same after just a short period of time. Like, get it, Stepford wives. They were doing the steps. And they did. They got better. They had the miracle. And I wanted what they had, but I wasn't going to drink the Kool-Aid. I just wasn't going to jump in. I don't know. Maybe I was scared it wouldn't work. I was scared that it wouldn't work for me, you know, that I didn't have what it took. And finally, I jumped in. I got that great sponsor, and I worked the steps, and I had that miracle, and I am a believer now. And so, you know, like the milk mustache got milk. I got the Kool-Aid mustache. I drank the Kool-Aid, and it worked. And I am such a different person. And I mean, I'm still me. I still can, you know, get crabby and whatever, but I'm not the big biatch I used to be. I'm not hating myself. I don't hate you. I don't wish I didn't wake up in the morning. I'm not always looking for what's going to taste good, what's salty and sweet and salty and sweet, savory and sweet, that cycle, that craziness. How am I going to eat it and recover from it and lie about it? All that's gone. They talk about food neutrality. I never heard that word till Zoom, food neutrality. And I realize I get that when I get all the alcoholic foods out of my body, because I have the doctor's opinion. I got it, man. I got that allergy of the body and the mind that says I can eat more and not pay the consequences, that I can just have a little and not set off my allergy. Like I can have a bee sting allergy and work at a bee place and not get, you know, am I crazy? No. If I'm allergic to peanuts, can I just have a little bit? No, that's like just a little bit of cocaine, just a little bit of scotch. No, I can't. And you know what? I don't want it. I don't get to eat everything I like, trust me, but I like everything I eat. I have great food. Oh, yeah. I have much better food than I used to. I used to eat at 7-Eleven. I mean, let's face it. I loved my junk food. So in the meantime, I was just going to talk about the allergy. So when I got rid of those alcoholic foods, the alcoholic ingredients, not just foods, and the alcoholic, like, for example, the way it's prepared, like, I'm not going to binge on a baked potato, just a potato, a white baked, but if you fry that thing, I'll binge on it. So it's the combination of ingredients and how it was cooked. And so I had to look at that stuff. I had to really look at that stuff. And when that stuff goes bye-bye, I have food neutrality. I don't want it anymore. And so when I'm working with someone, I mostly work with people who are what they call themselves relapse survivors. But Kenji will tell you, and by the way, she has a first step workshop coming up. I'll put it in the chat for anyone having difficulty with abstinence, getting abstinent, staying abstinent. I'll put it in the chat. Newcomers, returning members, anyone. What she talks about with chronic relapses is we're not necessarily chronically relapsing. We just never got abstinent. You know, unless you've been abstinent for a long time, it's not chronic relapsing. It's just dieting for a bit and then going off our diet and then dieting for a bit and then going off our diet. It's just the progressive nature of the disease. It just gets worse and worse. So it takes more work, more, quote, dieting. Whereas with food neutrality, it's actually easier. It kind of like reminds me of like people that take martial arts. They're like, no, like with karate, you're using their weight, their momentum to get them on the floor, you know? So that's how recovery is. It's like easier. I don't know how to explain it. Again, it's easier to have a good life, to be abstinent, to be healthy. It doesn't take nearly as much work. Life doesn't take as much work. I'm older. I'm way older now than I was in my 20s, and life's easier because I don't have that fight. I don't have that fight, that food fight in my head. Excuse me. What about Kim G about the progressive nature of the disease? I usually like to work with what people will call themselves chronic relapsers. I don't call them that. They call them. And one of the first things I look at is, hey, let's look at your food plan because maybe you're still eating something that you're allergic to. Wouldn't that be great? Everything in your program is great, but you got like one little allergen still in there. We get rid of that. It's smooth sailing. And so people say it's about the food, but it's not about the food. Well, sometimes it is about the food because recovery might be going great, except there could be one ingredient that you missed, not because of denial, but because you just didn't know. That's why it's always good to talk about stuff with another person. This program is God, myself, and another human being. And those other human beings are you. You're the ones I talk to about my 10th step. You're the ones I go to meetings and I'm honest with. You're the ones I call when I want to, you know, kill my dog for driving me crazy. You know, you're the other people. If it was just me, between me and God, I wouldn't need you. I'd be long gone, which is kind of what I thought four times, which is how I was 100 pounder so long. I just thought I could do it on my own. Me and God, that's cool. Anybody who's tried that is not in this room. You would know. We need each other. Excuse me. And I really feel like it took a lot for me to admit that, because I think a lot of us are really independent, strong women. I feel like OA has the most overeducated bunch of women I've ever met.
more degrees in these rooms. There's a lot of nurses and teachers and social workers and therapists in these rooms. There's a lot of helpers in these rooms. And that didn't help my eating disorder. Knowledge never helped my eating disorder. So anyway, I do want to say about the honesty with ingredients and foods. It is something to look at. I don't minimize it. I also no longer minimize the value of the steps and the big book. OA has amazing literature. And I remember when we didn't have any. My first sponsor was a big book sponsor, which is probably how I had 8 years, you know. But I will say that the answers, the recipe, if you will, the instructions are in the big book. There's a chapter called, you know, there is a solution. Joe and Charlie talk about that on their recordings. There's a solution. Now, I'm here to tell you, if you find anything, and I worked in the field for years, and I would say this to my patients, if you find, on discharge, I would say, if you find anything else that works better than 12-step recovery, please call me, and we will market it. You will need a medical person to market it, and we will be rich, so rich. Because I don't know about you, but I haven't found anything that works like this. And if you do, my number is in the chat, and I would love for you to call me, and we will market it, and we will be very, very rich. Because everyone is looking for this. Everyone is looking for the solution to whatever. Because 12 steps work just about for anything. Check it out. They really do. Because remember, this isn't just about our food. Step one is the only one that says food. Steps 2 through 12 are how to live our lives, how to get along with people, how not to hate our jobs, hate our bosses, hate ourselves, you know, freak out when I have a flat tire, you know. That's what 2 through 12 is about. And so 12-step recovery is more than just, you know, getting my food in check. It's getting my life in check, getting my health, my mental health, getting my body. Now, bad stuff happens anyway. It happens anyway. But now I'm better prepared to handle it, partly because I have you guys, God, myself, and other human beings. And you're my other human beings. But if you guys weren't working the program, you wouldn't know what I needed. You guys talk program to me. You guys say, well, Lisa, what about? And they're like, oh, my gosh, I totally forgot that. Or, oh, I never thought of that. That's why my other human beings have to be the ones in recovery. Sure, I have friends that aren't in recovery, but they don't get me like you do. I can pick up the phone to any one of you, and you know me better than my dearest friends. They know I have a problem with weight and food. They know I'm crazy, but they don't know I'm crazy like you know I'm crazy. And I want to say something about being, I always use the word crazy. I can be, remember, I was 100 pounded 4 times, so that meant I was normal weighted for part of my life, for like 15 minutes, and then I was back up. And so I can be crazy skinny, or I can be crazy fat, and I'm much better when I'm crazy fat, because at least I have the food to take the edge off my crazy. And so me without the food, but without a program, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. I'm swirling. I can't get anything done. And so if you think I'm hyper and all over the place now, you have no idea what I am when I'm not in recovery. And my life, I mean, I don't even know how to explain it. Everything's different. There's that book, A New Pair of Glasses by Chuck C. That's what I feel like. And I get it back, by the way. I've gotten it back 4 times. It's like, boom. It's like this click. It's like something's like, oh, my gosh, everything I thought I knew was wrong. That's kind of how it is. And so it's hard to believe that. There's one thing I want to say about coming back that I've learned also. Every time I come back, I have to find my higher power. Now, I know that might sound crazy. Like, where did my higher power go? Well, they say if you can't find your higher power, guess who moved? Me. And then also the other thing that's awful is I have to detox again. Oh, it's horrible. It just takes so much longer to get that stuff out of my body and to recover from feeling like crap. And, oh, my gosh, detox is just – because it's progressive. It's a progressive disease, you know, and my detoxes get worse. And so I never want to do that again. So I abstain from leaving OA. That's it. I will be brought out in a body bag. I am not leaving OA. And the good news is you can't kick me out, because the only I only have to have a desire to stop eating compulsively. That's the only requirement for membership. So I am here. This is it. I got no place to go. Where would I go with this craziness? In California, and you guys know you're in California, they used to clap after we shared. And I would think, you know, this is the only place I can talk about a taco, and they would clap. You know, what kind of crazy place is this? This is OA. Look, everyone knows that drugs and alcohol are mood altering. Okay, really. Not a lot of people understand that cake is mood altering. I mean, because it's not. It's not mood altering to most people. It is to us. And so all I know is that I can't talk about 12 steps within without talking about relapse and recovery, because we don't usually talk about relapse. I wasn't hearing that enough in the rooms. And that's why I think that you heard a lot about my comings and goings during my talk here, because that's the real part of OA. That's the inner part that I don't think any of us like to talk about. I went away 4 times. I came back. I wasn't coming back because I wasn't embarrassed. I didn't mind coming back because I was fat. You guys know what it's like to be fat. I came back because I was miserable. But you also know what it's like to be miserable like that. That's why I need you guys. So thank you.